This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. It's a Tuesday morning. I'm very excited to have Mark Banks in here. The last time he was here, we basically just switched on his microphone and everybody left the studio and he did a show. We got a live. What was that?
Was this the same studio here? In the same room.
In the same room.
Good grief. Really?
Yeah.
But you don't go live to air. This is something. This is.
Well, yeah, this morning we're live.
100% I couldn't find
live.
It on the radio.
Mark Banks returns to Monte Cassino from the. I'm not even answering that. Dignifying it with a response.
No, it's streaming.
It's not on the radio. Mark Banks returns to Monte Cassino from the 28th of February to the 1st of April 2018. He's got a little bag of
I'm on the
shit.
Show. I'm on Gareth Cliff. I'll call you later. I'm on Gareth Cliff. Central.
And he's at the Peter Turian.
I couldn't find it either. He says it goes live.
In an all new show with a difference.
Yes.
The new show is produced by John Flismus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Tickets are available from the box office at Monte Cassino and through CompuTicket, and it runs from Wednesday to Saturday at 8 o'clock, Saturday matinees at 3, and then Sunday at 4. I'm only saying that because otherwise
Platform
Mark,
B. Platform
otherwise
B.
Otherwise Mark doesn't know when to actually go on stage.
Platform B, next train, 21 minutes.
So it's called Stark Raving Mark.
It's called Stark Raving Mark, yes.
The Peter Turin Studio Theatre in Monte Cassino.
Yes.
Book now at CompuTicket. How are you, Mr. Banks?
Very, very well, thank you. How are you? You're looking very well, Gareth. I always keep expecting to see you sort of looking
bedraggled.
Haggled and bedraggled and get that sort of ad agency post-1980s coked out sort of hangy panty sort of, we were going so well.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. That's what I expect you to look
Thanks
like.
Thanks very much.
You know, and you look sort of, I don't know, you look like Gareth Cliff.
I'm always relieved to see you alive because you piss off people like Al-Qaeda.
I really don't.
You have in the past.
No.
And then they threaten to kill you, but I'm so glad that you're still around and you're looking healthy too.
Thank you very much. I'm doing rice cakes, peanut butter and Kentucky Fried Chicken these days. This is the new.
It's a horrible combo.
No, it's fantastic. Really. With
really
a little
Kentucky
bit of milk,
fried chicken.
A little bit of milk, oh. And you sort of thrash it up, and then just Jeez. To green it, you put a bit of that green coloring in,
hey,
so people think you're having a
Can I ask
a
you
smoothie.
Something? We're basically living in a different country since the president resigned,
yes.
And a lot of people think that this is...
It is bizarre, isn't it?
It is bizarre. I mean, if you'd gone to sleep on Monday last week, and you'd only woken up on Friday when Cyril
right.
was giving the State of the Nation, you'd think many years had passed in between.
Yes.
You wouldn't have thought this had all happened in a week. It's
all the Guptas have gone. Tsvangirai dropped dead.
Yeah. Everything.
Sudan cleaned up its streets. Egypt moved to... And it was just everything happened in that same week, didn't it?
Everything.
You even quite liked Canadians.
And Duduzane is on the run.
Poor little Duduzane on the run. Yeah. Hey?
So the last time...
I've heard he's still here.
Oh,
I've
really?
Heard he is still here and he's shacked up somewhere here.
In Nkandla?
No. I think in Saxonwold, in that funny house they've got.
But they raided that, didn't they?
Well, they raided the house, but what's underneath the house? You must remember that Christo Visa, Steinhoff, WBHO Homes, and all those cranes you used to see over Sandton, you don't see them anymore. They're all underground now.
Oh, and they dug that car train tunnel, and who knows what other parts.
There's a whole underground network to
Johannesburg. Well, you know Johannesburg's like a Swiss cheese underground because of all the mining.
Yes.
And that's why occasionally you'll hear those rumblings at night and your walls will shake a little bit because actually
yes.
we're living on tunnels and mines.
They've
been looking for gold under your house and my house. It all could collapse. And
no.
Duduzane is probably using those tunnels as a refuge.
Yes.
Is that what you
a
say?
A huge tunnel system goes underground. You can get from Cresta. You can get from Cresta to DF Milan Drive. Or
yes.
What's it called?
Bears Nordia.
Bears Nordia. Is it called Bears Nordia? Yes. Or Malebongwe?
Is it Malebongwe? No, yeah. Bears Nordia.
You can get from Cresta. Now, I've seen it done. You can get from Cresta. to the self-home improvement security machine gun AK-AK toy AK-47 department in you can get from there, if you go to the right entrance, which no one's ever done,
yeah.
you can get to Perez.
Sweet to, Lord Jesus, that's far.
Yeah.
And what, would you have to walk quite fast?
No, you're walk? There in the parking lot of the Perez Yacht Club. The PYC. The PYC. The only thing is that no helicopter could pick you up would know what the PYC is. They wouldn't know what that is.
Now, the last time...
it's called an anachronism, is it?
Anachronism.
No, what's it, when letters mean a word.
Oh, an acronym.
Is an acronym? PYC, Parais Yacht Club. Did you know Parais
and a
yacht
such,
club,
There's
ben?
No such thing.
There is.
I've been there before.
There is. There we go. Thank
Parais
you, Ben.
Yacht
I've got fancy friends.
Thank you, Ben. Well, I don't know. To go from Cresta to the Parais Yacht Club, dressed like you are,
it's
Ben.
It's pronounced Yacht Club in Parais.
It's Yacht Club. Do we broadcast to Parais Club?
No, not really. No, they don't have internet.
But they have streaming.
No, they don't have
they
internet.
Do. They do they have streaming. Stream. They get streaming from the Clip River. They do. They do. I first learned to kayak there. I was taken by Richard Loring, funny enough, of all things.
of all people.
When the Vaal used to be very in.
Yes.
Yes, we always used to go, oh, the Vaal, yes.
There were a lot of very rich and not necessarily savory people who had houses at the Vaal.
A lot of people. But it meant money and sort of weekend away and maybe sort of a quick bang. And he took me down there kayaking.
Hmm. And that's where you first learned about streaming.
No, I first learned that his smile isn't in fact his smile. He actually had a kayak stuck in his mouth, which is from side to side, which has such a huge, Ebullient, charming smile.
That
was in Parais. Thank you, Ben, for helping me out of that with Gareth Cliff. Bit of a touchy moment.
The last time you were here,
yes,
you told us about the structure of the Gupta family. It was the only real explanation we've had of how big that family is, how many
it's
people
got
are
bigger.
In it. More.
It's got bigger.
Is the mother still in charge? Because you told us, and
well, it's not the mother, it's actually the father. The mother's the one with the moustache.
Oh, that's why people get confused.
Yes, confused all the time.
So
that
tell
is
me,
the art of Gupta business.
It's got bigger.
It's got bigger. You noticed last week when they were looking for them, and the whole world was looking for them. Where are they? Do you know the official thing? They were at a wedding. They love.
Did we pay for this one as well?
Probably.
Yeah, all right.
I think we've given them enough money to pay for the next 3,277 weddings. If Guptas can find people to mate with them, they are ugly, aren't they? Oh, my goodness gracious me. They are ugly.
The one that we did pay for at Sun City, I mean, that was a hell of a show. They booked out the whole of the palace. They only wanted white waiters.
Only white waiters.
Because they don't like black people.
Don't like black people. Or Indian people.
Or Indians.
Enough. Or
yeah.
Indian people. Or people
and
with
they,
funny
they landed
big noses.
They landed at the military air force base, got police escorts everywhere.
Very militant police force.
That's right.
Escort. Huge motorcades.
And it cost a lot of money, but they used the money from the dairy farm to pay for that.
Oh, was that from the dairy farm?
Apparently.
Okay.
That's why they're now investigating and they're arresting a whole lot of people all over involved in the dairy farm
Fantastic.
Deal.
Fantastic. Oh, it is terrible. And I think, is it Atul or Atul?
It's Atul. Is he the main son?
Yes, I think so.
He seems to be the guy who, he was the one who dealt directly with Jacob and he was
the
kingpin.
Atul.
Yeah.
That's Luter. Luter backwards. There's a clue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've never thought of it that way.
Luter, he's the one who wants his money back. I think he phoned somebody and said, I want my 10 million back that you froze from the Steena dairy farm.
Wow. There are no flies on him. He's so brazen.
There's no flies on the dairy farm either.
No, because there are no cows in the dairy farm.
Because there are no cows in the dairy farm.
So
no sunshine either. Flies
need
sunshine.
You said that the family's grown, but Atul's he's like the Don. He's like the Don Vito Corleone of that family. And then there's AJ. He's the one who was running around in his underpants when they raided the place the other day. He woke up.
Was he in underpants?
One of the brothers, they said that the bed wasn't made. He'd been woken up and startled.
That's right.
And run through the garden in underpants.
No, it wasn't underpants. No, they've got it wrong. It wasn't underpants. It was 6-inch thick industrial gusset elastic. The elastic they put inside overalls and things just to bring it in a bit. You get the industrial one, which is very, very strong elastic. He was actually trying to catapult himself. from his bedroom, into the lion enclosure of Saxon Wall Zoo, because there's a tunnel under there that goes to the Cresta Pet Shop. And from the Cresta Pet Shop...
There's so many tunnels.
You can get into the Bidvest banking system. Because you know Bidvest, they now have a system where the money doesn't leave the center. It all just goes in tunnels around the center, Eastgate and Cresta. The money doesn't leave the center. It all stays there. So,
and is Christo Visa involved in all of that?
This is what, that's why it's called Christo. Are you only picking up now? Christo Visa. It's actually Christo Visa. he started that. And he was trying to catapult himself out of the window. A parabat, an arresting parabat who was there to try and get him.
I've often wondered why they lived so close to the zoo.
Yeah. Disguises and the noises. Apparently the noises that come from the Gupta house and the zoo at night. Obviously after a wedding.
Very similar.
Even when the very similar. And that's the newlyweds room. The newlyweds room. They put them near the hyena cage, which is next to the kitchen. So the zoo is fully integrated into the Gupta house. So there's also, you know, just every now and then they can sort of like open the polar bear cage. If they're people that aren't signing anything they want them to sign, and they should take ministers there, strap them down in the chair and say, this is what's going to happen.
This like a very polar bear will eat you if you don't
well,
sign.
It can. That is one of the options. Yeah, no. Release the polar bear. Get the polar bear in there. Sorry. Just going out to talk to Butter Billy. Hold on. I think I've got a Butter Billy. And then while he's out, send the polar in. Send the polar in. And then they would release the polar bear. Cage tunnel into that room where those people were waiting. You've no idea the house of horrors that went on there. That's why, have you seen the security around the Gupta house?
Big time.
It's got more security than the zoo.
Yeah.
A lot of zoo animals have moved into that compound because they do feel better there. Remember, we have the only zoo in the world where a gorilla was attacked
by a human.
By a human. At 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, and then tried to hump the keeper when he came in to get him out, in full view of their children and old age Saxon Wold pensioners. And of course, Duduzani lives at the back of their house.
Yes.
And old Jacob has a house at the back of Duduzani's house, which is near the giraffe enclosure. So by doing that, the false giraffe they've got, which can go over Jan Smuts.
Yes.
If you get in the lift that goes to the top of the giraffe's head, it goes across Jan Smuts. You can get into the West
Cliff. It's a false giraffe.
It's a false giraffe. It's just a huge telescopic lamppost, really, but it looks like a giraffe.
All right.
Because nobody ever drives slowly past the zoo. People only speed past.
Well, of course.
From there, he can get into the Westcliff Hotel, or whatever it's called now. I think it's called La Quatre Cent Fier Hotel. It's not the Westcliff, because they cleaned the windows. Somebody went and cleaned it the one day, and they were polishing it and doing a little bit of maintenance work, and discovered that it is, in fact, a hotel.
What did they think it was before?
They thought it was a very bad townhouse development scheme that had sort of come down the side of the mountain in a mudslide. With golf carts.
It does and look that, like that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's
very bad townhouse.
Yes, very bad. Very bad. They may have been Greymont, if not Blair Gowrie, townhouse designers behind that. And then the giraffe, the articulating giraffe, goes into the Westcliff Hotel. Then you get into the golf cart.
Yeah.
With Sean Connery, and you go up to the top of the West Cliff, and then from the top of there, hot air balloon to Joburg Gen. If you've got enough Discovery miles, you can get the Discovery helicopter from Joburg Gen. Yes, they do go to Joburg Gen.
Uh-huh.
Discovery. You get it from there to Mill Park, and from there, you go back to Zimbabwe, and you become coached for the South African ex-rugby coaches. He's now coaching rugby in Zimbabwe, Peter de Villiers. Can you believe that?
Very,
he's now the Zimbabwean rugby coach.
Well, he's found meaningful, gainful employment.
Is there such a thing?
He's excited about it, but who do these guys play? That's what
I don't
work
know.
Out. So he's coaching a team to play against who?
I don't know. Is there such a thing? I've never heard of a Zimbabwean rugby team.
Most people haven't until 2 weeks ago.
It's like a Mr. Price gold card. You just think, sorry?
Mr. Price gold card. All right, let me ask
you
about
the Mango Business
Lounge. There are a few things I'm still confused by. And there will be many more things,
Probably,
sure, that are confusing.
Especially now, it is Lent. Have you given anything up for Lent, or you're not of that faith?
No, I don't give anything up.
Not?
I'm very selfish. I like to keep everything.
Seriously? So you're not Catholic?
No. Have you given anything up?
Yes, of course.
What?
Oh, all sorts of things. I'm giving this up, actually. Today.
What have you got in that bag?
I've decided to get rid of it. This is actually
a bag of old shit.
No, it's just that this is...
That really is shit. It's one of those Chinese cats. The paw goes up and down.
Yes.
But yours seems to be disfigured because the paw goes left and right.
No, the paw going.
Oh. He's got a piece of masking tape or
duct tape. Duct tape.
Yeah.
Duct tape, Gareth.
All right.
Duct tape. You don't know the difference between duct tape and masking tape?
No, I don't.
Never mind. So anyhow, what we do...
He just threw what it on we the do,
Yeah, well, we don't really need it. It's just sort
it
of
landed us. On his feet.
It landed on its feet.
One of those gold cats.
Isn't it awful?
Who gave that to you?
The Chinese shop I was vandalizing because I bought a case from there once. I bought a carry-on hand baggage case. By the time I'd got it to the airport, the thing you pull to think had come out of its sockets. The wheels had fallen off and it had no zip.
So you went back to the shop and vandalized it?
I went back to the shop and I very politely said, look, I know this is cheap rubbish. Talking about the man behind the counter, not the case. No, I said, you know, I know this is cheap rubbish, but for one flight, I couldn't even get it to the airport with nothing in it. Suddenly, that man, who the day before was very charming and, ah, ha, ha,
we were doing all that. How many do you want?
How many you want? Oh, you like that? Oh, sweet and sour. All that. I was doing my Chinese stuff. Suddenly, he couldn't speak a word of English.
Oh, didn't understand you.
Didn't understand a
word
of English.
So did you just grab the cat off the counter?
No.
Because they always have a cat on the counter,
right? Well, that cat was on the counter waving. No, I didn't suddenly grab the cat. But it's amazing how quickly xenophobia can just suddenly materialize. And what had gone from a charming Western Oriental gentleman suitcase seller the day before was now a 2-foot-1 thieving bastard. It's amazing how quickly xenophobia can materialize.
Is that the moment you grabbed the cat?
No, I didn't grab the cat. I had the woman of the Chinese Trade Commission in Pretoria. And on the plane, I was flying with her once because we were learning to fly and we had a stolen plane, just she and I. I was flying with her once and I said, I like the Chinese shops and the way you go in and you don't know what they're going to sell and all of that. And
yeah.
I love Chinese food and I like...
We've got a lot of them across the road here, these Chinese shops.
Yes. You don't know what they sell. They've got calendars. They've got sort of boiled sand. They've got glass refits for old Austin Apache cars that they stopped making in 1973. They've got bells made out of wood. And it's all very strange, isn't it? Sort of serviette things you wouldn't put on a table. Placemats that you'd be too ashamed to put on a table. Then you realize it's not placemats. It's actually a hat. And they have all that. And she gave me her phone number because I said to her, I love Chinese people. I love Chinese. I couldn't eat a whole one, but just the crunchy bits. And she said, if you ever, she actually said, because my Chinese is fluent. Urban Chinese. She said, if you ever have any trouble with any Chinese people anywhere involving money, because I didn't want to talk about my racing debt with the Cobra races that we'd been having in Turfentine.
The triads.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. I was young. And she said, you phone this number. You phone your phone this number. You have any trouble with Chinese person, you phone this number.
All right.
Which I did.
After this suitcase scenario.
After suitcase scenarios, I thought instead of jumping over the counter, getting xenophobic,
yes,
smashing everything,
yeah,
I phoned Mrs. Wong.
Yes.
And she said, when you get to the shop, you phone this number and you let me speak to him.
All right.
And which she did. And he immediately leapt over the counter, was about to take a 2-foot samurai sword and taking all his clothes, I was about to put it down his throat. And he said, it's either this or you can take this.
This Chinese cat.
You can take this Chinese. You can take this Chinese cat. And what is it? This one.
With the broken.
No, it's not broken. I put that on to stop the arm waving. It's the only way.
You could have switched it off.
Get the batteries out.
Me. There must be a switch.
No, even with the batteries out, it still goes. It's frightening. I've lost 2 cats playing with this.
So you took that rather than let him kill himself with his samurai sword.
Yes. Because it was in quite a busy shopping center and a lot of children go in there and I didn't want to scare the families. So I duct taped the arm of the...
All right, I need your advice.
Yes.
We've got a bunch of ministers who are likely to be fired this week.
A bunch of ministers. Is that the right collective
noun? I
don't
know. What would you call it?
The accused.
Right.
Yes, a bunch of ministers.
There are a few ministers who are likely to end up unemployed this week. People like you mentioned Batabile Dlamini.
Oh, bless.
Yes.
Is she really Nkosi Zana Dlamini Zuma's sister?
I don't know.
Bantu Holomisa says she is.
Well, then she must be.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Bantu Holomisa says is true.
Yeah, he's usually... He doesn't lie. Then there's Faith Mutambi. There's Musibenzi Zwani. There's Des van Rooyen. So all of these people are going to find themselves out of
a job. He doesn't look like a Des van Rooyen when you see him, do you?
No, when Zuma said Des van Rooyen, I think a lot of people went, ooh, a white guy.
Yes, a white stupid Afrikaner.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then when they saw it wasn't, they were even more upset that it wasn't a stupid
white Afrikaner.
So let's just talk about them.
An SWA, Ben. An SWA.
Stupid white Afrikaner, yeah. Sure. We're being very racist
isn't
this morning.
Isn't there a jewelry store in Four Ways as well?
Yes. Yes. Do you fly, Ben?
No, wait. Before
only when I travel, yeah.
When you get distracted.
Yes.
What are these ministers going to do? What are we going to do with them? Where can we find them something to do?
Because I think the thing of last week was that when everybody realized, when it wasn't just going, you said, he said, she said, it was that everybody knew. The whole school, everybody, even the people who do transport for the school children and take them to and from, or who pick them up and take them to and from school, the neighbors, the maintenance people, the people who were putting up the new stadium lighting knew that everyone in the entire school knew
these
what was
kids.
Going on. They knew.
Now, where are we going to put them? What can we do with them? I mean, they must be able to. What can Batabile do for a job? If she's not a minister of social development, which was really a position that she occupied for a long time, and shame, she tried.
She tried. And I've got a lot of good people who were running that department very efficiently, I heard from
until
somebody
she
who
got
was
involved.
In there. Until she got involved, which is why she was put in there, because you can make millions and billions. And that Frenchman, that froggy, thin leg Ponzi.
Serge something or other. Serge Gainsborough.
I don't care if they got the more money. Is that then they're not going to get money if I don't get
yes,
the money.
Serge Gainsborough, whatever his name is, right?
Not quite. I think Serge Gainsborough was a very famous French songwriter that has a mausoleum built to him in Paris.
Oh, I thought it was him.
Was Serge Gainsborough.
It's not him?
It's like Serge Gainsborough, but it's could it be? Is it Serge Gainsborough?
I don't know. From I think somehow.
Le Poupon Bouffon Pay.
I think it's something like that. One.
They make 17 million an entry. They make 17 million an entry. Batabile, I
thought it was
out.
This guy who did this song.
It could be. He was a songwriter.
Right. I think, no, it's not him. But it's someone called Serge.
Oh, I thought it was Batabile singing there. I thought.
No. All right, so what's she going to do for a living?
I think they're going to lease her out to a Danish whaling fleet as a decoy. I think they're going to pump her up with more helium just to make her a little bit bigger. And I cannot understand. She's quite big, isn't she?
Well, she's got very big.
Very well connected. Very, very, very well connected and untouchable.
Yes.
And I think the speeches of Batabile Dlamini, I think those will be wonderful. And she's got an assistant called Mildred Oliphant.
Oliphant. Someone Oliphant.
Mildred Oliphant is the one who comes out and sort of smacks everyone now and then who asks questions.
And says that she's not a drunk.
I don't know if she is. I don't know if she is.
Ms. Oliphant doesn't like it when we say that she drinks.
Right.
She says...
Right.
She says Batabile Dlamini doesn't over.
Because we had Manto as well, didn't we? Manto? Yeah, she drank
away through three livers.
Three livers. Eventually, they used her last liver as the flame for the opening of the Olympic Games, didn't they? They ran through 11 countries with Manto Shabalala Umsumang's liver on fire as the Olympic flame, fueled by beetroot, African potato, lemon juice, and Tabumbeki's conscience.
Tell me, speaking of the Olympics, have you seen any of the Winter Olympics?
No. I burst into tears when I saw art. And now, please welcome South Africa. And then I saw them coming out with the flag. And there was one person there. He looked as though he'd lost his way to Emerentia Dam, didn't he? It was like a... He looked like a lost St. John's College lad who had sort of stolen the school flagpole and was trying to get it down to the metal dealers in Mayfair.
So you burst into tears.
Well, it was just him. It was one man. And I didn't even know. I didn't even know what the sport is. He slalom model or something, or
downhill skiing or something.
Is it down? What's the slalom where you sort of lie on your back and look as though you've just slipped?
That's the luge.
Is that the luge?
Yeah.
I quite
like
that one. You wear like a black bodysuit, Ben, and then you sort of, you go like round things and you...
Yeah, you go down that whole ski run, but then...
Feet first.
If you go head first, it's the skeleton.
Yes.
That's the really exciting one.
Some of the open air tunnels from the Gupta House have that.
That's where
you can lie on your back and look to see if the helicopter's coming down to land in the middle of the duck enclosure at Zoo Lake, which they did. They used to land their choppers there at Zoo Lake. They even got rid of that sports club that was there. the Zurich Sports Club.
Didn't they try to get rid of the old war museum too?
And the war museum? No, they bought that. That's where they had the Ongongingongo festival, where the Gujarati people said any Gujarati person seen near there will be un-Gujaratted. Okay? I heard he tried to get through Lesotho as well. He went into Lesotho and got flung out, which, I mean, that would be a bit of a blessing, wouldn't it, to any traveler going to Lesotho?
Now, what do you think? There's a lot of confusion around what Cyril's going to do and how effective he's going to be as president. Do you have a lot of hope that Cyril will do the right thing?
Yes. And I know he's going to.
What do you base that on? And do you think this is the end of the DA?
I saw him. The who? I saw him. I don't know. I think Patricia's going to do that. She's back, and this time she means business. I saw Cyril in a kilt once.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what it was for or where, and I know I wasn't imagining it. He was in a kilt. I didn't say or do anything. I didn't say... nothing. You know, sometimes when you're on holiday and your grandfather comes into the kitchen on a Sunday morning, he's got his dressing gown on, but it hasn't closed properly. And all the tackle's jangling and the whole family's sitting, looking, kids are screaming, mother, and that granddad doesn't know. Has that ever happened to you, Gary?
Well, my grandparents are all dead.
Right,
so no, but
when you were young and...
No,
and
not even.
Sort of impressionable, I think they call
but,
it.
But is that sort of what you equate Cyril in a kilt to?
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen ever in my life.
Isn't...
Oh, no, I've seen a lot of very ridiculous things on very, very, very famous people with other famous people and in very, very cheap hotels. I couldn't believe it at the time.
Talking.
I had to look to record it. And then... swimming in a kilt, and then there's a thing he's done every year for about the past 15 years called Back to School, where he personally raises money and awareness of what we need to get kids going back to school with the right school stuff, pencils and rulers.
Okay,
and,
well, I didn't know about that. That's a good thing.
There we go. And then on the evening, everyone has to dress as school children.
Is that why he was wearing a kilt?
No, I've forgotten why he's wearing a kilt. But no, he wasn't wearing a kilt that night. Edith Fenter had the kilt on that night. Upside down, she was wearing it as an underbelly hat, funny enough. I don't know who was in it. But and he wore school uniform. He was dressed as a little schoolboy. Cyril.
What is Jacob Zuma going to do?
Now?
Yes.
He'll just stay. I think he'll stay put. I really, really do. I think that's it. He's 76, isn't
but
he? 74?
He was ready. Know. He was ready to carry on. Being president.
He was ready to carry on being president. Yeah. And so was she. I liked on Cossazana. And then when she was, no, you're not going to win this year's Best Picture. All right, that's it. I'm never going to make another film and I'm leaving now.
Yeah, she said she was tired and she wanted to quit.
No, that apparently was fake news. Apparently that was fake news.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Because she's tired. She's tired of losing, like Hillary.
Yes, I think so.
Hillary's
tired. But imagine if she had got in. Imagine if she had got in.
Well,
and they could carry on of all that.
The Zoomers would have been here for another, what, 5 years?
Oh, no, forever.
Forever, and the Guptas with them, obviously.
And the Guptas with them, and more Guptas, and their Guptas. And the Gupta friends, and the Gupta alliances, and the Bank of...
Barona.
Is that a Gupta bank?
They did bank with them, yeah.
Yes.
The Guptas did they were the last bank to say no to the Guptas.
Yes, and I think Absa had flung them out. When Absa throws you out, that's when you know your flip-flops smell. That's when Absa turn you down. I mean, that's like being flung out of... That's... No. Hey?
Do you worry about what's happening in the world when you see people like Donald Trump in charge and Vladimir Putin and people like that?
That does worry me. The power of the media worries me. How quickly... Well, you know, from how immediate the media is. I was listening to Jeremy Thompson... last night, and he was saying how instant the media is, where they now do things in the field sometimes on an iPhone.
Yeah,
where they are
capturing that material,
broadcast quality as it's happening. They don't even have to report it. It's that instant, which we didn't have 15 years ago.
So why does that worry you? Surely more information, good.
More information, good, if it's the right information, and if it's not, if it's the right manipulated information. Because you can have complete mind control, as you have with Fox, where most of the stuff which they run is all mind control sort of
propaganda,
or this new term we have now, fake news.
Mm-hmm.
fake news has been around for a very, very long time. During the war, there was fake news of things that weren't happening at all, which was just complete, absolute rubbish.
But they used it to win the war in some ways, because they would they'd make fake news up, and then Hitler would be listening and go, oh, mein Gott.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone on the Western Front is dead. And then he'd have a temper tantrum. And
yes. That was when he was studying art in Liverpool, probably. Correct me if I'm wrong.
See, again, fake news.
No, he studied art in Liverpool.
In Liverpool?
Yes. Documented.
What do you think of Hitler's paintings? Do you think he should have been a painter?
Yes.
Would have been better for everyone, right?
I think so. I think he should.
Not great paintings, but we could have just jazzed them up a little bit and made him feel better about them, and then maybe he wouldn't have started World War II.
There we go, you see.
So be nice to painters.
Be nice to painters.
There's a lesson in this.
Vera Lynn's manager started the war in Britain so that Vera Lynn will be able to sing war songs. No good singing war songs in 38. So, once it's up and running. But do you think they're happy, the Guptas, when they wake up? Do they talk to each other? Who do they talk to? I suppose they've got their own circle of
Aren't they in Dubai at the moment? Like, the two main players here, AJ and Atul, are now in Dubai.
Are they?
Yeah. Well, Atul's just released some statement through his lawyers saying he is in Dubai. He isn't aware of all the state capture nonsense. Says that he doesn't believe it. He's going to defend
Jacob
himself.
Jacob Zuma didn't believe it. Yeah, none of his cabinet believed it. No one believed it.
That's true.
Even when the book, and that was only about 2 months, came out, the Jacques Poe book,
yeah,
The President's Keeper, they still went to the police station and laid a charge of budgerigar molestation against the publishers, which is still pending, apparently.
What is budgerigar molestation?
It's a charge you can get through if you want to really infuriate a publisher. You think you're going to go for libel or scandalous writing or improper conduct. If you say, no, he is an animal molester, a budgerigar molester, especially in northern Natal. You know,
is that where it's particularly frowned upon?
Particularly frowned upon.
Wow, who knew this?
They moved an airport. The airport is where it is because of the barn swallows. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, the barn swallows.
You're joking.
It's a bird. No.
The new KZN airport.
KZN airport where they built it. They couldn't build it where they originally wanted to build it because it's the biggest colony of barn swallows in the world.
I never know with you whether you're telling me the truth
or you're
being funny.
It's absolutely true. And this is what you
can't. Because last time you told us about flamingos and you lied the whole way through.
No, you should see that we've got a whole Cliff Central tribute. There's a...
You lied to me about the flamingos because I then Googled all the things that you told me and it was all nonsense.
No, it's not. The flamingos related to the whale.
You see? I don't know whether this is true or
absolutely
not.
Absolutely true.
And then you tell me about barn swallows and I'm not sure whether to take you seriously.
Its closest, nearest living relative to the flamingo is the whale. That is fact.
That's not possible.
It is true. You can look. You can have a look. It's completely true. I think the elephant and the butterfly is the next.
No, come on.
When the elephant is a cocoon, that's where coconuts came from.
An elephant is...
The pupa.
There's no cocoon.
The cocoon.
There's no elephant pupa.
An elephant cocoon is, in fact, the coconut, which is why they say 70 people are killed by coconuts, and they don't say elephants. They let elephants off on that one. It's not true that more people are killed by coconuts than sharks. That has been disproved. That was fake news. And other fake news, which has just been uncovered now, and I don't know if you got it. I don't know which network that you're still with, that you're paid up to date with, that will feed you news.
ANN7.
Is that who you...
That's who we use.
Seriously. It is not true. It's absolute fake news. It's rubbish. And you're hearing it here on Cliff Central.
Don't blanket ANN7 with this libelous
is
nonsense.
Is that a swan... cannot break a man's arm. It's absolute rubbish.
Whoever said a swan could break a man's arm?
No, it's been around for years.
Really?
Yes. They say, it's like the thing that...
Mythbusters tested this.
More people... No, it was tested by a convent, funny enough, in the south of France. Saint-Bernadette. They did the swan arm breaking. They've got a swan arm breaking tunnel where they put a man puts his arm in the swan arm tunnel, at the convent, which is what it was originally built as. They thought it was to test nuns' habits.
There was a man on I need your advice on this. There was a man on a plane. They were on their way to Amsterdam. We spoke about this morning. So this guy was on a plane on the way from Dubai to Amsterdam.
Yes.
And they actually had to ground the plane in Vienna on the way because he was farting so much on the plane.
Right.
That it caused such a disturbance.
Yes.
They had to actually stop the plane. All the passengers were inconvenienced by this.
Good grief.
Because of the farting on the plane. I wanted to know whether you think, because Ben had a suggestion, they should open the emergency exit and throw the guy out. Because it was much more...
And you said it was going from Dubai to Amsterdam.
Right, and then...
It could have been a Gupta upper Gupta. He could have been... He could...
Upper.
He could, because there is a Gupta called an anal Gupta. There's Atal, Lundal, there's Grinjal, Atal, AJ, Yatal, Ramjan, Gupta, and there is an anal.
So you think it could have been anal Gupta?
Anal Gupta. They sound like hemorrhoidal conditions, don't they, all of them? Can you imagine going to your proctologist? I'm going to have to check... Your level of Gupta-ness, just get on your knees. Get on your knees, Gareth, when they snap on the glove. That's always a sort of
a scary,
scary moment, isn't it? No matter which discipline.
Because they make a big noise about it.
Yeah, it's deliberate. No, it's deliberate. It's like, yes, dentists do that when sometimes they zzzz.
Before they even put it in your mouth.
No, before you're in the chair, just seeing you in the waiting room when they come out and zzzz. Yes, I'm going to see you just now.
Just to intimidate you.
Zzzz. I had a dentist who used to do dentist joke. He used to have mock blood, which he used to spray in his hair for really nervous patients. Isn't that horrendous?
And you still went in.
Yes, I knew it was that old strawberry ice cream, which you used to get in those ice cream.
Those vans.
That strawberry sort of flavoring that
syrup,
they used to
syrup. Pour over.
Yes. No, I used to lick it out of his hair. The nurse used to scream. The dental nurse assistant, she used to scream and run. But we were in on the joke. So he'd do it for her, put the blood in his hair, and she'd say, oh, yes, that'll really scare him. Seeing his savvy
hand.
You'd
just lick it off?
Yes, I'd lick it off while he was looking at what was left in my mouth. I'd be licking his hair, and you'd just hear Sister Van Feinhardt
now,
screaming.
you said when you walked out of here the other day, because you were here for Casper.
Right.
Casper De Vries' show.
Has he got listeners?
Yes.
Has he?
Yes. Yeah, he has, lots.
Oh.
You said that you can't believe you're still doing this comedy stuff.
Yes. I did say that. I said that to him in the toilets, in the gents' toilets. I didn't say that.
But you're not bored with it.
No, not at all. No, I love doing it.
You're having fun.
No, I can't believe that I'm doing it 30 years later. I've been doing this over 30 years.
Well, you're fantastic at it.
Thank you, Gareth.
I haven't understood a single thing you've said in the last hour.
Well, it's because you don't listen.
I've been listening.
No, you don't listen. No, I watch even on Idols some nights.
You're very hard to
follow.
Was it
Idols you were on when you poisoned one of the contestants and killed one of the judges? What did you do? I don't have television. I don't have television. And then I got your book. I stole your book, actually, from the bookshop at...
The Chinese.
Is it?
The
no.
The place you stole this thing.
No. I stole my revolving calendar from the Chinese when I went back 3 days later. And then got that ginger stuff that you use for cooking. I didn't even read the book. I'd stolen the book because I was like, oh, there'll be something in there. And it had big words. The words were very big. It wasn't that big a read.
Really?
Yeah.
Just big words.
And then someone said, oh, I need to know something about Gareth Cliff.
So you just handed them the book.
Do you know anything about Gareth Cliff? I said, actually, I don't. I really, really don't.
Because you haven't read the book.
I haven't read the book. I never listened to Five. I think we did a corporate once.
Did we?
In Durban for something very strange. You were telling Noel Coward jokes. I thought, my goodness, this is going nowhere. And you were telling people about Pooza Thursday.
Oh, all right.
I'd gone by then, but that was that.
Mentally, you...
How many years have you been doing this?
You've gone...
more or less about the same.
Here, we've been four years in May.
But on radio, you in broadcasting?
Oh, a long time.
30?
No, about 20.
Is it?
Yeah.
The very first show I did was in 86. So we're now in 2018. So it's 32.
It's a long time.
Because I've always done like...
But I don't do jokes.
But you tell
these bizarre stories.
No, they're not. They're all true.
Of course they're true.
All true.
Of course they're all true.
Yes.
Like the Gupta's tunnels and things.
Yes.
Yeah. You know these things.
The Visas have a very similar thing under Clifton. They have got the final plan, the final solution to get out of the country while just running into the waves. I'm just going in for a quick dip, which in Clifton, if you can do that, you're pretty brave.
Well, you've smashed back against the rocks, haven't you?
The average temperature is about minus 10 on a hot day.
Listen, Mark Banks, you're driving me mad.
What has happened with Steinhoff and all those people?
Aren't they going to jail too?
Are they going to jail?
Marcus Huerta, I don't know. They should have arrested him long ago.
They're still out and
about. I mean, your pension money was in there, wasn't it?
No.
No.
No, this is my pension money. This is
that
in fact Chinese solid gold.
Cats.
Yeah, what was this for?
It's not solid gold. I hate to break it to you, but that cat's made of plastic.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not solid gold.
But they bring luck, don't they? Or they? What do they do?
Well, not when you.
What is the
not
point
when you tape
them?
The arm down off?
No, there's something inside.
Something's
it as well.
Rattling inside.
Oh my god! Have you ever met a Gupta face to face, Garrett?
No, I haven't.
Not ever. Not
you?
Like at a function.
You have?
Not to talk to.
No, I've never met a Gupta.
No.
Not even once.
Or see them like you would see Reeva Foreman. Or
a friend of mine said that they did go to the physio once, and one of the Guptas was there.
At a physio?
At a physio.
I wonder what could have been wrong with them. I wonder what they'd fallen off. Probably fallen off his money. Had a terrible fall off my money. And there's a mother, it's like the Kumars, isn't it? There's this old dotty mother that comes out every now and then and sort of shoos cameras away and sells shoes. It is bizarre. I'm doing the show at Monte Cassino.
Yes,
when are we going on?
Monte Cassino,
when are we on?
You're on from the 28th
of February. No, this program. What time do we...
You're on now live.
Are we on now live?
Yes, 28th of February to the 1st of February.
You don't even have a red light saying on air.
There's the red light.
What? Is that it?
Yes.
But it doesn't say on air. I thought that was security.
So it's at the Peter Turin Theatre at Monte Cassino from the 28th of February to the 1st of April. All new show with a difference.
Yes.
Produced by John Flissmas.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
You've asked me that already. Yeah. And it
directed.
Runs...
I meant directed by John. John
oh.
Is it produced by John?
It Lewis? Says produced.
Produced. That means there'll be a poster. Because they do all that colour thing with posters and pamphlets and things. They do all that. And then I think he's directing it as well.
It's called Stark Raving Mark.
Stark Raving Mark.
Yes. And you will be doing Wednesday to Saturdays.
Yes.
8 o'clock in the
evening. Sundays. Sundays as well.
Yes.
Sundays at 3.
Four.
Is it 4 on Sundays?
4.
4 o'clock.
Yeah. Saturday matinee at 3.
Saturday matinee at 3.
Yeah.
And then...
Look, I'll get them to put it.
Sundays
I'll get them to put it in
four.
Your diary.
I quite like that because Sundays at 4, when you go down William Nicol, what you can buy at the traffic lights down there. And the last season I did, they now sell machine gun. They had a woman who had a gun that just did bubbles, but there was now a woman with a rifle. It's like a machine gun
with bubbles.
With bubbles, isn't that fantastic?
That's terrific.
To hold up a bank doing that with a rifle with bubbles coming out of the end with a Chinese. Puppet waving
Mark,
its arm.
Thank you very much for coming to see us this morning.
Are we going out now?
Yeah,
is this it? Is this finished?
Mark Banks live with us
thank
this morning.
You.
It is the 20th of February. We will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9.
And
thank
no
you very
concessions
much,
for students.
No concessions for students. Make sure you catch, what's the show called again?
With a diamond.
Yes.
Stark
Raving Mark.
Stark Raving Mark.
Right.
Stark Raving Mark.
Okay.
Come and see it. You've never seen one.
I have seen
I'll
one
come to your house
shows.
And do it.
Okay, great.
No, I won't. I know where you live.
Thank you, Mark Banks.
This is CliffCentral.com.